I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I hope you are having a fantastic start to your Sunday. We're going to have a good day today. I know that my first four in the world of college football has gotten people upset already. I'll bring in another one of the brightest minds that I can find in the world of college football, Jerry Palm, as he joins us now on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Jerry, if you were to stack the top four teams today in college football, what would they be? Who would they be?
As of today?
As of today, based on the only criteria being you can't come in with any preconceived notions. It's just the four best teams you've seen play this year. Act like you've never seen them play. Like, there's no legacy points or anything, or returning champion points or anything like that.
Clemson, LSU, Alabama, Ohio State.
Okay. We go, you and I just flipped one and two. We had the same four. I just had LSU a little bit ahead of Clemson at this point.
Terrific, haven't they?
Oh, it's been, and I got to tell you, Jerry, I totally missed the boat. I doubted the hire of when LSU went out and hired Ed Orgeron. I honestly raised my hand. Now I made fun of it. I thought that they had done a terrible hire.
You were alone.
Yeah,
remember LSU's first year under Orgeron. People were wondering if they could fire him halfway through the season.
Yeah, It's embarrassing though when you get something that wrong, and I got it wrong.
Enough, that's going to happen.
I mean, what is it about Ed Orgeron that's working that wasn't working before?
Well, the offense. Now, I don't know how much full credit Ed Orgeron takes. That's the coordinators have a lot to do with the offense, but they found themselves a quarterback. They developed him well. They put him in a system that works for his talents, and they're executing at a very high level. And that's not something we're used to seeing from LSU. We could always count on the defense. And I'm actually wondering if we can count on the defense the way we have always been able to. But they scored so many points, it doesn't matter yet. So, the question has always been, when is LSU going to get a quarterback good enough to win a national championship? They have that now. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win one, but the quarterback problem's been solved.
Do you see any inherent weaknesses in Alabama compared to other previous years?
No. I think their offense is more diversified and gets more diversified each year, it seems like, because they've had very good play at the quarterback position as well. I don't really see a whole lot in Alabama. That doesn't mean that they're going to go undefeated, but, it's going to take a special effort to beat those guys.
Last night, we saw Georgia and Notre Dame. And honestly, that game was a hell of a lot closer than I thought it would be. What were your observations?
I just thought that Notre Dame showed itself really well. I thought the only chance they had to win was to be diversified on offense, and they were. They were able to run the ball and throw it against Georgia. Obviously, they weren't just marching up and down the field. They only scored 17 points, but their offense was more effective and more diversified than I thought Georgia would allow. But Georgia made the plays they needed to win a game of that caliber. For people who might be doubting whether or not Notre Dame was really a top-10 team, I think they showed last night they were.
Does it make you feel a little bit less strong about Georgia's chances when they have to navigate Auburn, they have to navigate Texas A&M, they have to navigate Alabama if they want to go to an undefeated season?
No, not necessarily. I don't like their chances against Alabama anyway. But I still think they're the second-best team in that league and one of the top teams in the country long-term.
Now, Michigan is a whole other story. It continues to the Wolves are at the door, or the Wolverines are at the door. But yesterday, the Wolverines weren't that dangerous. They didn't appear that menacing. Jerry, how can this be? You're up in that part of the country. You understand Big Ten football, especially. How can it be that he hasn't managed to build something, get something going 5 years in?
Because they're still trying to figure out how to play on offense. You know, they were what Michigan has always traditionally been up until this year, you know, ground and pound. And that was how they did things. Now they're not really doing that as much. They brought in a new offensive coordinator to run a more modern offense that gave the quarterback options with running and passing, and they just haven't been able to execute it yet. And I don't know if it's still, you know, growing pains into a new system, or if it's just they don't have the guys that they need to run this system. They certainly have quite a bit of talent at the wide receiver position, I believe, and some of that was on display yesterday, but they just aren't fully functioning on offense yet. It puts a lot of pressure on their defense, and I think if you're a Michigan fan, the thing that was most disappointing yesterday was how badly dominated your defense was by Wisconsin's offensive line, by Jonathan Taylor. That Wisconsin was able to do whatever they wanted on offense, and to me, that's the most alarming thing for Michigan coming out of that game.
I'd say the Ryan Day era has gotten off to a swimmingly right off the bat.
Yeah, their basketball team's not going to score 76 too often, and they have a good basketball team. That's 76-5. How did Miami get a safety? Must have given them one. I don't know. I didn't see any of the game, but gosh, yeah, they look great. I'm not surprised that their offense would be as good as it is. They've got so many weapons. And I guess I'm not surprised that the defense has improved this year, because really that was a problem for them last year. And there's a lot of pride and a lot of talent on that side of the ball there as well, that there was no way they weren't going to get better.
I know every September we talk about teams, well, they have a great chance to go undefeated. They have a great chance to go undefeated. And then we always end up with a bunch of teams navigating one loss at the end of the year that, you know, have to go out and do it. What are the odds this year we could have four teams from four different conferences run the table in the regular season? And I'm talking about an Ohio State. I'm talking about an Oklahoma, an Alabama, and a Clemson.
Well, they're all capable of it. Undefeated is hard. You know, I don't care what conference you're in. I don't care what your talent level is. Undefeated is hard. And especially the later you get in the season and you start thinking about being undefeated, it's like the guy, you know, the pitcher with a no-hitter going. You know, you just there's a little bit more external pressure and sometimes more internal pressure as the season goes on to do that. But, you know, those are the four conferences, you know, where that can happen. The Pac-12 has got, I believe, only Cal left that it was without a loss. And if you had that 4 weeks into the season, raise your hand and then put it down to your line. Those four conferences are where that could happen. Those are the most likely teams, the ones you mentioned. But I don't think it's Clemson is going to be like a three-touchdown favorite every time they take the field. The rest of them all have minefields everywhere.
Can we go off topic for a second, and can I ask you how Chicago's doing with Craig Kimbrell right now? As I can only imagine.
As a lifelong Cubs fan, I'm glad that we won the World Series in 2016, because things are going the wrong way, and I'm glad I had something else to watch yesterday besides the Cardinals.
It's incredible, because everybody here in Atlanta, Jerry, was crying for months saying, oh, they need Kimbrell, they need Kimbrell, they need Kimbrell. And I was like, okay, there's 30 teams are passing on the opportunity to overpay him.
The Cubs are desperate for a closer. He's had his problems, but he also had some injury problems. I mean, he's just back from an injury too. So, yeah, it's been one thing after another for the Cubs this year. They've been snake bitten away, but they've also been terrible on the road. One of the worst road teams in the National League. They've been terrible against the Reds. You know.
Oh man.
So you know it's. They've made their own bed in many ways.
I'm going to watch for that Ohio State basketball versus Ohio State football thing all season long now. Thanks for that. I appreciate it, Jerry. Thanks for your time today.
All right, thanks. Take care.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.